Good afternoon, Eastern Sierra. Today, we're serving up your local headlines hotter than a TV dinner on National TV Dinner Day. Only difference, ours comes with fewer mystery meat surprises. On the menu, a look at community celebrations, some updates from the outdoors, and a few stories that prove our region is never short on activity. And before we dig in, a big thank you to today's sponsor, Great Basin Bakery in Bishop, where the bread's always fresh, the cookies don't last long, and the only thing frozen is the smile on your face after that first bite. This is Eastern Sierra Now. Let's jump right in. Mark your calendars on Saturday, September 13th from 3:30 to 9:30 p.m. The City of Bishop invites everyone to join in celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month at the Tri-County Fairgrounds, presented by the City and Latino Conservation. This evening of free festivities with food, dancing, vendors, and music from Leonardo Rivas in a tribute to Juan Gabriel. Additionally, get the chance to learn about electric safety and customer programs thanks to a collaboration with LADWP. Questions? You can reach out via email for details about the event. That's on September 13th, starting at 3:30 p.m. The City of Bishop's Free Hispanic Heritage Month celebration. You won't want to miss it. World Tourism Day, held September 27th, is fast approaching and in Mammoth Lakes. The celebration is just getting started. As a part of the celebration, the region will be highlighted in an episode of the Travel Beyond podcast by Destination Think. The show features Mammoth Lakes Tourism President and CEO John Erdy, who discusses wildfire resilience and shares the story of the Mammoth Donut Project, funded in part by visitor dollars to help preserve the area for the future. Also from September 15th to 19th, Clean Up the Lake returns to McLeod Lake, a high alpine cleanup and research mission. Volunteers will remove litter and fishing debris, monitor for aquatic invasive species, and help test for algal blooms. Organizers are seeking volunteers able to hike in and carry gear to the site. This is your chance to give back to the region and help keep this little slice of paradise travel-worthy destination for years to come. All right, Eastern Sierra, let's talk about mornings. You've got two choices, hit snooze again, or hit up Great Basin Bakery. This is the spot for fresh baked bread, pastries that melt in your mouth, and cookies that don't last long once you bring them home. Whether you're fueling up for a mountain adventure or just grabbing breakfast before work, they've got you covered. And yes, the coffee's just as good as the bread. From classic sourdough to sandwiches stacked high, Great Basin isn't just a bakery. It's Bishop's go-to comfort stop. So next time your stomach's growling louder than the wind through the Owens Valley, remember, Great Basin Bakery. Fresh, local, delicious, every single day. At the Eastern Sierra Land Trust Office, the Demonstration Pollinator Garden has received a makeover thanks to support from the City of Bishop. New signs have been installed to help visitors learn about the plants, pollinators, and the value of creating pollinator-friendly spaces at home. This update was funded alongside the Eastside Pollinator Garden Program, which supports community members in planting pollinator habitat across the region. Interested in making a difference? You can invite a friend to join the Land Trust and attend upcoming events. Volunteer at a stewardship day and get hands-on with conservation, or support their work with a monthly gift through the Bristlecone Club. Together, the Land Trust has protected over 23,000 acres of working lands, wildlife habitat, and open spaces across the Eastern Sierra. You're looking for a career that combines purpose, leadership, and the chance to help protect the Eastern Sierra's clean air and natural beauty? The Great Basin Unified Air Pollution Control District is now hiring an administrative services officer, and they want someone like you. This is a full-time position based in beautiful Bishop, California. As the administrative services officer, you'll be the backbone of district operations, managing key areas like fiscal planning, human resources, payroll budgeting, and administrative oversight. And the perks? Oh, they're solid. Competitive salary, CalPERS retirement plan, excellent health, dental, and vision coverage, generous vacation and sick leave, and a supportive professional work environment surrounded by Eastern Sierra mountains, lakes, and endless outdoor opportunities. To qualify, you'll need experience in administrative or financial management, ideally in a public agency. Strong leadership, organizational, and communication skills are essential. And if you know your way around government budgeting and HR systems, even better. Make sure you say that. Ready to make a real impact and work where others vacation? Apply now for the Administrative Services Officer position at gbuapcd.org. This message is brought to you by the Great Basin Unified Air Pollution Control District, protecting air quality across the Eastern Sierra and supporting the professionals who make it all happen. And it's time to check out which events are taking place this week. Up first, learn to make your own 3D diorama at C5 Art Studio starting at 5:30 p.m. This class is for ages 13 and up, and the class will involve the use of X-Acto knives. So be careful. Up in Mammoth, take part in Eastern Sierra Pool's pool tournament at Distant Brewing starting at 6 p.m. Tomorrow, Outbound Mammoth will host Mammoth Sonico for their weekly Tranquil Thursday event starting at 4 p.m. Also, tomorrow, Mammoth will hold their Trashy Thursday event at the Mammoth Creek Park starting at 5 p.m. On Friday, take part in a wildflower walk at Little Lakes Valley starting at 8 a.m. Lastly, check out the latest part of the Downhill Village Championship Race Series starting at 2:30 p.m. on Friday. It's all for today, but don't forget to check out easternsierranow.com/events for all the details, or just download the brand new mobile app. You want to check it out, trust me. On your bike report, nearly all of Mammoth Mountain's bike trails are still open for the season, offering riders access to an extensive network of trails. Whether you're easing into the discovery zone or chasing adrenaline on expert routes, there's plenty to explore. Heads up, riders, local air quality is being compromised by lingering smoke, which may hinder visibility and reduce enjoyment and safety. For outdoor activities in the region, it's best to keep a close eye on conditions before heading out. Additionally, due to construction, the Uptown Trail now takes a detour above F-Stop at the junction of Ricochet and Uptown. From there, riders needing access to the main lodge should head via Highway 203. A few fan favorite features are also currently off limits. That includes Seven Bridges, Techno Rock, and Jill's Jumps, all closed as work continues on improvements. Mammoth's Bike Park is as wild and rideable as ever, with nearly all trails open. Let's ride smart and enjoy the dirt.
Indio County has a huge retired population of patients with a lot of cardiac problems. It's a 4-hour drive to Reno. They need somebody down here who's going to be in person taking care of them. My specialty is general cardiology with an emphasis in heart failure. I really wanted to be the kind of doctor that makes sure patients understand their care. Bishop is a great place to live. As a result, it attracts really good practitioners trained at top programs in the nation. That energy, it's always pushing you to be at the top of your game. We're going to turn our cardiology program into a top-notch program, and it's only going to continue to grow. 20 years ago, the survival expectation of somebody with severe heart failure may be 3 to 5 years. Today is 20 to 25 years. For somebody who's 60 to 70 years old, that means now living a normal lifespan.
Here's your sports report brought to you by the Back Alley Bull and Grill, where the steaks are as reliable as our Broncos. The Bishop Union JV football squad faced a tough outing last Friday, September 5th, falling 28-0 to Garces Memorial. I think I got that right. It wasn't quite the kind of drive-through victory they were hoping for, but the effort was real, and there's always the next matchup to spice things up. Good news from the court. Yesterday, both JV and varsity volleyball teams swept the Boron Bobcats. JV with a solid 2-0, and varsity clinching a crisp 3-0 set victory. Captain Riley Van Ness passed a milestone with 1,000 career assists, and Sophie Deshawn smashed out 500 career digs. If that isn't championship-caliber hustle, we don't know what is. Perfect fuel for a victory order of wings back at the grill. From the gridiron setbacks to volleyball success, the Broncos are keeping it interesting. Big cheers to the volleyball teams for back-to-back wins and those personal milestones. And Broncos football, keep your head up, and the season's long, and we're rooting for your next touchdown. Thanks again for the Back Alley Bowl and Grill for sponsoring this section. We'll see your post-game for wings, burgers, and good company. Let's check your weather. Starting in Bishop, Wednesday brings partial sun with temps climbing into the low 80s, but smoke still clouding the air. Thursday stays cool, partly sunny with highs near 79, and Friday's your day for solid sunshine and temps around 80, though the smoke's not going anywhere fast. Over in Mammoth Lakes, Wednesday's partly cloudy with a chance of afternoon thunder and a high of 57, but it will burst into the 30s overnight. Thursday could toss another thunder rumble, but Friday, we're back to sunshine and cool vibes, just a typical weekend tease for fall. And yes, the smoke's still tagging along. And that's your news from the valleys to the peaks, all served with a side of wit, because hey, it's National TV Dinner Day. Consider this your local news entree. No microwave required. If you like what you saw, don't forget to hit that subscribe button on YouTube and follow Eastern Sierra Now across social media to stay in the loop. Special thanks again to our sponsor, Great Basin Bakery, fueling Bishop Mornings and Eastern Sierra Adventures one loaf at a time. I'm Jesse Steele, and we'll see you next time right here on Eastern Sierra Now.